This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
One goal at a time. Brought to you by UOB.
Good morning all, and welcome to our third episode of One Goal at a Time. If you didn't already know, the UN aims to help transform our world using the 17 goals in their 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. And here on BFM, we want to highlight some local companies that have adopted some of these goals in their day-to-day operations. On today's show, we'll be hearing from Sean Tan Yushan. He's the executive director of ACCO Berhad, and we'll be hearing about their long-term moves into the green mobility sector and how they've set their sights on the future and electric vehicles. BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Richard Bradbury.
Hi, this is Sean. I'm an executive director of ACCO Group.
Hi, Sean. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
So you guys have been around since around 1991. Can you just give me a little bit of a background about the ACCO Group?
ACCO Group is actually a leading distributor of electrical products and accessories. We have established since 1991. With an industry track record of 30 years. We have head office in Johor Bahru, and we have 13 sales outlets and 3 distribution centres all across Johor, Melaka, Selangor, Pahang and Terengganu.
How do you think that the industry that you're involved in, Sean, has changed over the last few years? Have you seen the whole industry become more sustainable, do you think?
Oh, yes. The industry landscape has certainly, over the years, evolved towards the direction of being sustainable. People are looking at greener energy sources and more efficient energy consumption. Mm-hmm. One of the prominent examples is transition from conventional fluorescent lighting to LED technology. And the LED has become more mature in recent years, and the usage has across different in industrial applications. LED lightings actually offers benefits such as higher energy efficiency, mm-hmm. Compared to conventional lighting, mm-hmm. lower power consumption, lower maintenance costs, and higher durability, and most importantly, brighter light output.
Do you think for your business, did you feel any pressure as a company to try and become more sustainable? Or did you find yourselves kind of transitioning into becoming more sustainable naturally?
As a responsible corporate citizen in the electrical industry, it is critical for us to seize business opportunities that arise as corporation and people move towards sustainability. Mm-hmm. We see ourselves as an intermediary to bring the world's renowned brands of electrical products to end customers. Hence, we have an important role in making these sustainable products easily accessible and advising our customers to switch to these product in order to accelerate the progress.
Electric vehicles, as we know, have been a very hot topic of discussion for a while now, with record sales in some countries. Yet Malaysia seems, we're a little bit behind on the adoption of electric vehicles. Could you tell us, in your opinion, why you think we might be a little bit behind?
I would say one of the biggest reasons for the lack of EV investment in Malaysia is the lack of comprehensive government incentive catered solely for battery-powered electrical vehicle, which is right. BEV in Malaysia. Our current automotive policy are too general and bundle EVs together with internal combustion engine ICE vehicles that have connectivity and autonomous features. The industry needs a comprehensive framework and specific incentive catered solely for EV-related investments. On the consumer side, the government has, on its recent announcement, Budget 2022, announced a tax exemption for Malaysians to purchase EVs tax-free. Mm-hmm. Also, there is now a RM2,500 tax break for purchase and installation of EV chargers. This is a positive development for the EV industry as a whole. Mm. And we are happy that the government is introducing measures to boost EV adoption in Malaysia. Mm. So talking about in Singapore, the Singaporean government has already stated that its goal to phase out ICE vehicles by 2040. Buyers of EV receive a rebate of the vehicle's additional registration fee, whilst owners of ICE vehicles need to pay a higher surcharge under the Enhanced Vehicle Emission Scheme, VES. In China, the government has successfully implemented nationwide subsidies for EVs, and this led to the rapid rise in EV usage. Today, China is the world's largest EV market. So in my opinion, by implementing all these policies to encourage EV usage and attract the right foreign direct investment in terms of capital and technology, we can develop a strong EV industry in Malaysia, as we have capable talents here as well.
With these incentives here in Malaysia aside, do you think there's adequate infrastructure for electric vehicles yet?
I believe one of the stumbling blocks for the conversion of EV, it's the drivers are actually worried that they have insufficient energy storage for its entire journey. So we believe that if the government actually open up and let the private corporates and to the government incentive to actually allow to invest in all these EV charging stations, and with a little bit of tax incentive, promote EV with like tax-free to import EV vehicles, we believe that within the next 2 to 3 years, there will be a major breakthrough.
How will the ACCO Group be helping with the adoption of EVs in Malaysia in the future? And how will this acquisition in EV Connection help out with that?
Together with EV Connection, we aim to address that the issue of by providing easy and convenient access for EV owners to charge their EVs with solar power, a total green solution. We will be building charging stations at strategic places such as shopping malls and petrol stations, as well as private properties. Our goal is to build at least 100 DC EV charging stations in Malaysia in the next 5 years. And this can be achieved through our strong distribution network built over the past 30 years, as well as our extensive client portfolio. EV Connection is able to access our inventories of solar-related and other electrical products at a very competitive price, thereby improving their cost efficiency and boost the competitiveness of EV Connection charging solution. This will enable us to scale up faster and expedite the progress of EV adoption in Malaysia. We view this as an opportune time to expand our footprint as we have the first mover advantage. Our decision to partner with EVC was also motivated by their own developed app for since the last 5 years. It's called JomCharge, which has a network of EV chargers located throughout Malaysia. EV user could actually use this app to access nearby charging stations. Today, the app has close to 1,000 registered users, and we are confident of growing this number as more people have converted from ICE vehicles to EV.
Now, you guys, as you mentioned earlier on, Sean, are leading distributors of electrical products here in Malaysia, which means that you're obviously familiar with the demands of the market. Have you seen a shift in that marketplace towards more sustainable products as well, other than, you know, LED bulbs?
Yes. We have noticed that people are becoming more concerned with environmental impact and climate change. And this is why we see an increased demand for products that are energy efficient and environmental friendly. Another separate note that I'd like to share is that we have about 11 international authorized brands which we enjoy incentive rebates and payment discount. All these 11 international brands, they are actually very concerned with climate change and they want to be more environmental friendly and aware. So we believe by tapping with their experience internationally, ACCO Group will be able to be more environmental aware, and we will be managing to keep up with all this demand in the market.
That was going to be my next question. Now that people are becoming more and more environmentally aware about how products change the environment or they're not sustainable or whatever, how do you manage to keep up with that change in demand?
As I said previously, aside from the global trend, all our suppliers are actually ensure that they are socially responsible by producing their products. Mm-hmm. So, for example, they are suppliers and vendors that are actually adopt more sustainable packaging method in mm-hmm. order to reduce wastage. Like for Arco Group, we are also doing a lot of things electronically. So we no longer distributing hard copy invoices, statements,
right,
and so on. So we believe all these things are actually towards a more sustainable kind of business model. And we have already installed a couple of our warehouses and distribution center with a solar powered solution. So mm-hmm. we wanted to be a more environmental friendly kind of business in Arco
right.
Group.
Let's just go back to the supply chain. You know, how do you make sure that the suppliers that you deal with mm-hmm. have that same kind of mindset, that they are forward thinking, that they are looking towards a sustainable future, that they're not taking shortcuts? How do you make sure that they're on the same kind of, you know, wavelength as you, as it were?
Actually, the group continuously assess the supplier's environmental and social practices before forming a tight business relationship with them. So, as I just now, they'll be using more sustainable packaging method in order to reduce wastage, such as recycled materials for packaging. Mm-hmm. We also ensure that our suppliers are not involved in any form of ethical violations mm-hmm. towards its employees and environmental, as well as other stakeholders for short-term gains.
Mm.
On the other hand, we will further strengthen our ties with suppliers or business partners who are involved in sustainable industries such as solar PV business, as well as EV-related players. This is also why we are collaborating with EVC to strengthen our foothold in the sustainable industry.
Now, let's go back to something you just mentioned a little while ago about what Arco Group are doing themselves, mm-hmm. About how you're looking at solar power, you're no longer sending out hard copies of invoices. Mm-hmm. What other sustainable practices are you guys doing? You know, how green as a company would you say you were?
In the last month announcement, we have approved by the board of directors to build the first fast charging EV station in Johor and one of the fastest EV charger in Malaysia, which is a DC charger with 180 kilowatt. It's definitely one of the fastest EV charger in Malaysia. And it takes up to 30 minutes to charge a car as compared to AC charging, which takes about 6 to 10 hours for a full charge. We are also excited about it, and we are thinking whether we, after installing, we probably will waive all charges for public for the first 1 year to encourage and promote EV charging. So, and another thing is we have changed all our lightings from conventional lighting, fluorescent lighting, to LED lighting tubes in our premises to reduce power consumption. As they are more durable, this leads to lesser wastages as well. So our new HQ, we are installing solar panels and EV charging station to encourage the usage of clean energy. We also select OEM manufacturers for our brand's products. We look at ways to optimize packaging consumption by this design recycling packaging and choosing reusable material. This will definitely help reduce wastages and save costs in the long run. We also promote responsible practices across our value chain, whereby we assess our product principles, environment, and social practices before we commit to make any purchase from them. And last, we, on the customer side, we continue to raise awareness and educate our customers on the benefit of using sustainable products. We will provide the knowledge and assistance to make their transition easier for them.
Just to go back to EVs and what you're talking about there with the charging stations, for Malaysia to really take electric vehicles seriously, how many charging stations ideally up and down the country do you think it would take to make it a viable reason for anybody to buy, you know, an EV car?
Currently, there are about 500 public AC charging stations.
Right.
And there's only a handful of DC charging stations in Malaysia.
Yeah.
The government re- recently announced that they aim to have 1,000 DC fast charging stations in the next 4 years. We believe that the most important thing is to have public charging accessibility for DC charger as many as possible, because when you're at home at night, you can actually use your AC charging station at home.
Right.
Overnight, you can charge up to 8 hours. You should be able to, it should be able to last for one full day of driving the next day.
Yeah.
But if you are traveling along the highway, you really need DC charging station across accessible location like R&R.
Yeah.
Along the highway and a lot of those strategic locations.
Because otherwise, so that, you're going to worry that your car's going to run out of charge.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you'll be running out of juice. Mm. So that we believe that as long as on the highway and a lot of strategic location whereby you can have DC EV charging installed as many as possible, we believe that 1,000 DC fast charging station in the next 4 years, as proposed by the government, will be ideal. Would be ideal.
Mm.
And we foresee after 1,000, there will be another 1,000 coming in if the demand is there. So it's always a demand and supply thing.
Right.
You have to have the supply before you get the demand.
For sure. Final question then for you, Sean. What's on the ACCO Group's sustainability wish list?
We'd like to spur innovation within the industry.
Mm.
And government can consider providing matching grants for R&D activities to encourage technology transfer and make Malaysia a manufacturing hub of energy-related products. This can be done by introducing tax breaks for foreign EV-related or renewable energy companies to invest in Malaysia.
Mm.
That's actually ACCO Group's sustainability wish list.
I'd like to thank Sean from ACCO for taking part in this show. And if you missed any part of this episode of One Goal at a Time, download the podcast wherever you normally listen to it from, or download the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. Make sure that you tune in next Friday at 10:30 a.m. for another episode of One Goal at a Time. I'm Rich Bradbury for BFM 89.9.
One Goal at a Time was brought to you by UOB, building sustainable smart cities.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.